Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Been a big jump in the price at the pump this morning. The Metro average now sitting at $1.90.3. That's a hike of more than 22 cents a litre overnight. We're being encouraged to shop around and check the Fuel Watch website. There are some outlets still selling for under $1.70 a litre. The nation's assistant treasurer has slammed Optus for lawyering up, saying it should focus on helping customers hit by the data leak. The telco started talking with attorneys ahead of potential class action lawsuits. Well, Stephen Jones has also spoken to Sky News this morning about the upcoming federal budget.
We're obviously trying to frame a budget in a very difficult set of circumstances. The $1 trillion worth of debt that we inherited, significant pressure in the areas of defence, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, healthcare, aged care.
Some of the nation's top defence officials are among those impacted after a hacker targeted a five-star hotel in Singapore. Customer data was stolen from 8 Shangri-La hotels across Asia between May and July this year. An email has been sent to guests this week. An arrest warrant has been issued for former WA One Nation Senator Rod Cullerton after he failed to appear in court last week. The 58-year-old's been charged by federal police, accused of giving false information to the Australian Electoral Commission when nominating for the Senate in this year's federal election. He had been due to face court on September 30. And flames have engulfed a home in Collie in the state's southwest overnight, sparked up at the Buckton Street property just before 1 a.m. In sport, two more Fremantle Dockers are on the move. Today is day three of the AFL trade period continues. Griffin Logue and Darcy Tucker have now signed with the Kangaroos, while Zane Cordy has left the Bulldogs and is now a Saint. In Sheffield Shield action, WA has a first innings lead of 78 runs heading into day three of their match with New South Wales at the Wacker. 18-year-old Teague Wiley hit his maiden century yesterday, adding 104 to the home side score. And T20 action on the Gold Coast tonight with Australia hosting the West Indies.